This is the homily for the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2026, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass. For the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 to 10. The letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 9 and 11 to 13. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. The homilist was Monsignor Robert Cannon.
Are you happy today?
No.
No. Happiness is a very fleeting thing. You know, I'm happy when I'm eating a vanilla ice cream from Rita's. I'm happy when a squirrel is upset at me for not putting bird food out with the sunflower seeds, and they're yelling at me in their own kind of way. I'm happy when I'm fishing. Where are you joyful? Where do you find joy? Joy is much, much deeper. One of the things that St. Paul tries to share over and over and over again is that when we are in the Spirit of the living God, something changes inside of us. We start looking at the world differently. We start seeing the beauty of God's hand in things and in our lives, even when all around us, there's difficulties or burdens, burdened by our own sins. But when we're in the Spirit, then we don't look at things the same way. The realities that are around us that are dark. Sin itself can lead a person to depression, despair, kind of a morose way of looking at the world, creating us to be and leading us to be people almost to the point of despair. In the place where I lived on the other side of D.C. when I was in the military, there was a relatively young woman, and let's call her Debbie Downer. She was so negative, and I admit this, I'd be coming in from the Pentagon, let's say, a 12, 14-hour, terrible, terrible, long, burdensome day dealing with issues. And there she would be. So I came into the Villar Plaza, there she was. And it was like, how did she know I was coming through the door? And off she would go with her negativity and everything else. And I'd say to myself, you know, I really don't need this right now. I don't think anyone likes to be around a negative person. If you do, talk to me after Mass. What we like to do is to enjoy being around people that are inspirational, that are kind, that are good, that look on the bright side of things. One of the things that I love about the Missionaries of Charity and working with them that first attracted me to them when I was studying in Rome in 1988 was the fact that I was able to go to the celebration after the profession of their sisters, and it was just like one big joyful celebration. And I went, you know, they know where their strength is. As a matter of fact, I found out that for the Missionaries of Charity, if you want to be a missionary of charity, one of the signs they look for, that if you are really being called to work with the poorest of the poor, is a spirit of joy. The sister may do all her prayers correctly, follow the rule, do everything, but if she, again, doesn't have that spark of Christ's spirit that can lift the hearts of those that are being cared for, especially the poorest of the poor, they don't go forward. Mother Teresa said something like that, the poor have enough problems without looking at a sour-faced sister. Well, that's true for all of us as baptized disciples of Jesus Christ. As we get older, it's very easy to become jaundiced and morose in our own different kinds of ways, lose that early, deep joy that we had as children. And there is a big difference. I want to make a distinction between childishness and perceiving things as a child. I enjoy working with young people because it's kind of like a fresh opportunity to be able to lead them into discovery. I'll give you an example. I had a long parish council meeting when I was rector of our cathedral, and it was just one of those meetings where I can't wait until this ends. So I go out from our library, and it's right outside the little gymboree area that we had for preschool, and all the little ones were there praying. Playing. So I saw them, and they saw me. Hey, Father Bob. And I said, hey, everybody, how are you doing? Good. Isn't this a beautiful day? Uh-huh. Did you thank God for this beautiful day? No. Well, we have to thank God for this beautiful day. Okay. Lift up your arms. They all went, and I said, shout as loud as you can. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. And they all, this whole 30, 40 of these little people are going, thank you, God, for this beautiful day. And I said, okay, we're going to do this again. But what I want you to do is shout out as loud as you can to God. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. And I want you to spin around. Now, the teachers are watching this, right? Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. Like little tops are spinning around. And the teachers looked at me and went. They just stood there like old, never mind. There's a reality of joy that is infectious. It attracts. It draws people. So when Pope Francis, for instance, was talking about being, new missionaries, one of the things that he said is that we have to have the Spirit of Jesus Christ within us that is visible. And one of the ways in which it is visible is in joy, and how we talk, and how we act, and how we approach people, and how we look at burdens and problems. As a matter of fact, he said this, is that when he saw some of the sisters walking around in Rome, nothing against sisters, brothers, priests, whatever, he said he wanted to go and like tickle them because they looked like they were so sour and angry. Well, who wants to follow Christ if you end up being sour and angry? I don't. Do you? I don't think so. So there's a wonderful, wonderful gift that we can receive if we allow ourselves to experience it and to put aside our adult ways of looking at things and allow Christ just to teach us how to be simple, how to be loving, how to be kind, how to appreciate the simplest of things. And that will soften our hearts so that the joy that Jesus wishes to give each of us as we try to follow him and carry the burdens of discipleship, that he can refresh us. We need to allow him to refresh us so that we can go on boldly, powerfully, beautifully, wonderfully, joyfully into the world, proclaiming his love and mercy. May that be our prayer this day, that the Lord fill us with his joy.